Food security is emerging as one of Africa's key development challenges in the 21st century, often seen as an issue affecting only rural populations. Increasingly, greater numbers of people are looking to cities for their livelihood, meaning food security in urban areas is rapidly becoming a critical concern. For the Africa Food Security Urban Network, CMFD Productions has produced this exciting 10-part documentary series, Feeding Hungry Cities. Southern Africa speaks on food security. The series chronicles the complex issues of how cities in Southern Africa feed themselves. Correspondents across the region seek to find out what are the cities eating, where food is produced and purchased, and most importantly, is it enough to sustain a healthy lifestyle? In this, the first episode of Feeding Hungry Cities, we set out to uncover the invisible and usually unnamed crisis of urban food security in Southern Africa. Jonathan Crush is the director of the Africa Food Security Urban Network, or AFSUN, an honorary professor at the University of Cape Town. According to Professor Crush, food insecurity is usually seen as a rural problem.
On the international food security agenda, I would say that urban food security, somewhat puzzlingly, doesn't get much attention. This is a huge issue globally, and it tends to be seen as a primarily rural question. There seems to be this assumption that most of the food insecure in developing countries or the South are resident in rural areas.
In a bid to better understand the scope and character of urban food security, AFSUN conducted in-depth research in cities across Southern Africa. The research produced some shocking findings. The study estimates that 4 out of 5 households in the region's cities are moderately or severely food insecure. Somewhere between 50 to 60% are severely food insecure. Researchers from across the region took part. Among others, this includes Nomncebo Simelane, leader of AFSUN in Swaziland, John Msuya from Sokoine University of Agriculture in Tanzania, and Liam Riley from Western University in Canada. While each city and country has unique challenges and solutions, it's clear that food insecurity is a reality for all cities in Southern Africa.
Food security in Swaziland is becoming increasingly important. The fact that we have a lot of people are poor. The poverty rate right now is at 63%, and currently it is estimated that 29% of people are actually food insecure in Swaziland. And in my case, our focus is on urban food security, because we find that the government efforts have been concentrated more on rural food insecurity than in urban areas.
Well, it's not very different from the economic situation. Of course, we are a poor country, and so the food security has not been very good for years now. And unfortunately, different interventions have been tried, but it seems that we are still have, you know, pockets of individuals who are still in food insecure.
You know, it's an example of really government mismanagement and corruption directly affecting people's access to food and causing people to die of hunger. Most of the emphasis in terms of food security is on smallholder farming, but then what about the urban poor? And like a lot of the issues in terms of urban food security have to do with, you know, the cost of urban life. And a lot of people are told me that they were surprised when they moved to the city that, you know, things are so expensive, and, you know, you have to pay for everything. So you have to pay for your housing and your water and your food, and, you know, it's just so demanding.
Today's consumers are facing tough times when it comes to food purchasing and consumption. For lower-income earners in Southern Africa, rising prices have outstripped wages, significantly affecting household budgets.
When it comes to the 20th, we start to scratch our heads because it doesn't last, because now the prices are too high than they used to be before. Like, I used to buy the 5 kg of the chicken. It used to be 90 rand. Now it's 125 rand. It's too much.
It's late afternoon and Nozi Khumalo is finishing up shopping at her local supermarket. The shopping center is buzzing with people streaming in and out before rushing home. Nozi is a child care worker living in a family of three in Alexandra Township in Johannesburg. Tired after a long day of work, Nozi still takes the time to carefully compare prices of what's on offer to get the best deals for her pocket.
Per monthly, I used to spend 350, but now I spend close to 500 rand. And it's too much for my salary because I earn 2,250. And I can afford that because I have other things to do with my money. Like on the 20, that's why I'm saying at the home, we find us now we're eating cabbage. And then we eat those funny things, maybe eggs with pap or pap with gravy just to get by so that the month can end. But it's hard.
According to Anna Moyo, an advocacy officer at the Center for the Study of Violence and Reconciliation in urban areas, food insecurity is not so much a problem of drought, flooding, or the inability to produce food, but rather not being able to buy food.
This is quite a complex situation because it's not only one cause. There are a few causes to food insecurity, especially in urban areas. One of the causes is the rural to urban migration of people. Currently in South Africa, statistics tell us that more than 60% of South Africa's population is already urbanized. Historically, poverty has been associated with people in rural areas, but with the move of people to urban areas, we have seen that now the situation is actually becoming more amplified in urban areas. The causes basically are sharp rises in food prices, which are due to fuel hikes that we see happening every now and then. This leads to some households foregoing certain meals per day and also buying food with less nutritious value. And also sometimes families go without food in urban areas. The other cause of food insecurity in urban areas is the economic downturn, which also results in poor urban households.
Between 2006 and 2008, prices of cooking oil, food and other primary commodities increased dramatically. Some areas saw prices more than double in a few months. This instability led to food riots in more than 14 countries on the continent. In September 2010, riots in Mozambique left 6 people dead. Reports cited rising costs of water, electricity and a government announcement of a 25% increase of bread costs as the cause. In South Africa, in late 2012, food inflation sparked violent wage protests in the agricultural and mining sectors. David Orr, a spokesperson for the World Food Programme, says that one challenge is that people in cities often do not have the needed family and social networks to rely on in hard times.
I think basically that people living in urban areas, when they don't have enough food to cushion them against hunger, they will become restive. They will become upset, understandably. People don't have the same sort of safety nets to protect them against hunger in cities. Where we have malnutrition in Africa, in cities, it's most closely linked with poverty. And when people move into urban areas from the countryside, they often don't have the same family and social networks as they had in the countryside. So when they're very poor, they don't have the earning capacity. Obviously, they're very vulnerable. And it's understandable in these sort of circumstances where people are maybe a bit marginalized, disenfranchised, and they see other wealthy people living around them. It's understandable that they can become resentful of their situation.
Jane Battersby, the South African manager of AFSAN and researcher with the African Center for Cities, agrees that the context of African urban food insecurities is unique and largely misunderstood.
Yeah, well, at the moment, at the national level, all food security policy is really targeted at rural areas. It's housed in the Department of Agriculture. It's seen as a production problem. The solution, because it's seen as a rural problem, is around greater household food production in rural areas. As soon as you start factoring that actually it's an urban problem, that means that we do need to have a different set of policy approaches. And what's happened is when people have started talking about urban food security, they've simply taken rural food security solutions and tried to bring them to the urban, which is why we see this great focus on urban agriculture as the solution, rather than trying to grapple with what's actually going on in the cities and how that's driving food insecurity.
Problems of urban food security requires urban appropriate responses, she adds.
So within that paper, I was talking about, you know, we've fallen into this trap of thinking about the solution as just being home-based production and the solution being targeting households. What we're finding with the AFSUN research is that it isn't just a household problem. It's around how the neighborhood's constructed. It's around the geography of the city. And so when you start to factor those things in, we need to take a different approach. So it's talking about, well, where are the markets located? What kinds of foods are being sold? What's the pricing mechanisms? For example, we know that a lot of people will buy food in the center of town where they work and travel back to township areas. How's the transport section system integrating with the food system?
Known affectionately as Egoli, City of Gold, Johannesburg has long attracted internal and external migrants looking for prosperity and opportunities. Yet alongside affluent neighborhoods like Sandton and Melrose Arc, amid posh restaurants, supermarket chains, and a vibrant informal food economy, there are still large pockets of devastating poverty. Correspondent Simpiwe Kwija spoke to Wandile Zwane, Director of Social Development of the City of Johannesburg, about Joseph's plans for the city where no one goes hungry.
What are some of the challenges faced by the social development in tackling the urban food insecurity?
Some of the challenges include just getting food on the table of some people who live in Johannesburg. So what I mean is that as much as we live in a city as vibrant as Johannesburg, we do have issues of poverty. That in some instances from the research, we are aware that in as far as food insecurity is concerned, there are people in Johannesburg who have to go to bed without food. The second challenge for us is understanding where are these people. Because as Johannesburg, we want to know and find out exactly in Johannesburg how many people are affected by food insecurity so that we are able to respond in a manner that gets them out of that condition.
In which manner will you approach the urban food insecurity, and is there a plan in place possibly that you can address this quicker?
We have a flagship led by the executive mayor of the city of Johannesburg, who's very, very keen that we address issues of hunger and undernutrition in Johannesburg. The flagship is called A City Where No One Go Hungry, or A City Where None Go Hungry. And what we have done, we have five pillars that we have designed to begin to deal with the problem.
This five-pillared approach includes improving knowledge, participation and planning, as well as supporting small farmers and nutrition awareness. However, no two cities are alike. And according to Professor Crash, there is an urgent need for cities to develop strategies to meet the food need of citizens that address their unique and different contexts.
We do recommend is that cities themselves take stock of their food systems and develop food security planning plans. A number of cities have done this worldwide, and some have been quite successful. There are some good examples out there. And as far as AFSUN is concerned, moving forward, that's certainly one of the things we would want to encourage cities to actually do. Now, what those particular food security strategies might contain is really city-specific, but some of the things they do need to address, I would say, at a general sort of level. Clearly, you have to put in place a system which deals with the immediacy of hunger and the crisis.
The urban future of Southern Africa is making food insecurity a large and growing challenge. As more people move from rural to urban areas, the question of feeding cities will become even more urgent.
In the African context, what we're seeing is extremely fast rates of urban growth. If you look at overall, we see in most cities in Africa growth rates of 5-6%, whereas rural population growth rates are generally under 1%. So you have this massive shift. We call it an urban transition, and it's a transition from a predominantly rural continent to a predominantly urban continent. And most of the projections suggest that by a mid-century, 2050, as many as 60-70% of Africa's population could be living in cities. So in that context, the whole issue of how people are going to be fed in these cities assumes critical importance.
For Southern Africa's urban poor, food is the number one priority. What remains is for national and international food security agendas to recognize the changing tide where the people are living and ensure needed strategies are in place to keep food on urban tables.
Hunger, African city, people in rows don't want to get home. Month end, money not reaching, 6 more days of an empty kitchen. It's getting late, enough I can take, enough is enough, I need food on my plate.